I know that it's described as being auspicious when the day before the Rath Yatra or the morning of the Rath Yatra there's very light rain and it makes the hot sand in Puri cool and nice for Lord Jagannath and all the devotees. But Detroit, it always seems to like downpour. Remember the first Rath Yatra I came here, it was like up to your ankles in water. Remember that place by the river? Phew. I don't think it's ever been dry, at least when my visits. I thought, when I got here, wow, nice clear sky. An exceptional Rath Yatra in Detroit. No. Downpour of rain. I told the devotee that I'm here in Detroit and we're having Rath Yatra. It's supposed to be torrential rain. He said, I'll pray that it doesn't rain. I said, it's going to rain. It's not that you have weak prayers. It's just, this is Detroit and it's Rath Yatra. It's going to rain. And it's supposed to rain tomorrow in Chicago, too. I mean, Sunday when they have their Rath Yatra. Lord Jagannath is a from the very beginning of my Krishna consciousness it was the first deity that I saw and worshipped from my days as a university student. Prabhupada always spoke of Lord Jagannath as being very merciful. In more than one sense, merciful in that young children or new devotees can worship, and he was very merciful. He would not accept offenses, but would accept service, something like Lord Chaitanya. And just his nature, Lord Jagannath likes to give his mercy, and it's for that reason, in that mood, that Prabhupada as a small child was very attracted in his neighborhood in Calcutta to perform Rath Yatra. And his wish is one letter that Prabhupada wrote. It was on the occasion of the installation of Radha Krishna deities. I forget where it was. I want to thank you very much for your installing Radha Krishna deities. This has always been my desire from the time I was a small boy. I liked worshipping Radha Krishna. And now, all you nice American boys and girls, you're helping me to open Radha Krishna temples in many places. Then he said, I desire these two things, Radha Krishna temples and Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra, all over the world. So performing, even if it rains, performing Jagannath Rath Yatra, we can understand, is a wonderful and pleasing service for beloved founder Acharya. And why is because Lord Jagannath is very merciful. He gives his mercy very freely in general and on Rath Yatra occasion especially. We know from Nectar of Devotion the glorification that's given to those who simply see the passing, stand and appreciate the passing of the Rathyatra cart. Such persons are understood to be a four-armed residents of Vaikuntha. Of course, what they do the next moment after the cart passes, they might lose two of their arms at least. Maybe the rest of their human form. There are other verses that describe, I'm just reading, that one who performs this Jagannath Rath Yatra and worships the Lord in this way can be understood as being destined to attain the realm of Vaikuntha. Prabhupada explains in this connection that these are not exaggerations, just to encourage us to go get together and perform Rath Yatra, but the potency is there. How tuned in our receiver is to that mercy of Lord Jagannath, that's another thing. But the potency is there. Just like with each and every name of Krishna, he has endowed all of his transcendental potencies. That's not an exaggeration, it's a fact. These glorifications of Jagannath's Rath Yatra are also a fact. We are very covered, and so it's hard for us to receive the fullness of that mercy, but the fullness of that mercy is factually there. And we're very fortunate to be able to take part. So much mercy that we can take part in multiple times a year. As Lord Jagannath goes into the public, gives his merciful association, and people hear the holy name, take the prasad of Lord Jagannath and so on, honor him. The children must really like to come to the temple because it's like a playground. Their parents can just go somewhere and they can play. Lord Jagannath is a very special deity in other ways also. Lord Jagannath is the deity that Lord Chaitanya worshipped for half of his life. He had intended to go to Vrindavan. He had intended to go to Vrindavan when he was first initiated by Ishwarapuri in Gaya, but he was checked by voices from the sky that said, "No, no, not yet. You have a mission. Go back to Navadvip. Deliver the people in Navadvip with the chanting of the holy name." Then at the time of his sannyas, he sent Lokanath, his dearmost friend, "Go to Vrindavan after sannyas. I'm going to Vrindavan. Please prepare a place. I want to stay there with you for the rest of my life." And he didn't go to Vrindavan, he went to Puri by the direction of his mother. But the ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri is a very, very important part of the mission, or the mission of delivering Krishna Prema that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. And it's very, very deep. Besides the tradition of Jagannath Puri and its wonderful, majestic worship in its own unique way, that even Ramanujacharya couldn't change, the reformer of deity standards, was catapulted out of Puri by Lord Jagannath himself. to Kurukshetra, long distance away, because Lord Jagannath liked the worship that he was receiving, didn't want him to change it. Very, very special deity. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the Jagannath temple, so many descriptions by different biographers of Lord Chaitanya's life describe when he saw Lord Jagannath, he didn't see what we see. He didn't see wood, a big wooden form. He saw Krishna, the Lord of my life. And he ran like the wind with his arms outstretched across the temple room floor in so much anticipation of embracing the Lord of his life. He fell to the ground unconscious. When Lord Chaitanya looked upon the deity of Lord Jagannath, every day he would go to see Lord Jagannath. For a long time he would stand by Garuda Stambha, simply gazing at the deity form. The tears from his eyes would fill a trench before his feet, flooding it with water. And his feelings of love, and it's a very specific kind of love, a love in separation. That's Lord Chaitanya. Love in separation specifically, just as with the Rath Yatra festival, as it commemorates, when Krishna had left Vrindavan and he went to Dwarka. Purushottam Kshetra, where Jagannath resides, is a very special place. It's like Dwarka, in the same that Dwarka represents the worship of the Lord in opulence, just like in the spiritual world, in the realm of Goloka Vrindavan. These three regions, Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka, they're also in Goloka Vrindavan. And they have their spiritual counterpart in this realm, Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka. And in Dwarka, Krishna is worshipped in full spectacular splendor of opulence, much like, but not exactly like, the mood in Vaikuntha, where the Lord is in his fully opulent position. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there's a comparison, the chapters where Gopu Kumar, by the arrangement of the residents of Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Vasis, they take him right to Vaikuntha. And there's pages and pages and pages of description after description after description of Gopu Kumar's experience of Vaikuntha. The opulence of Vaikuntha was astounding, beyond imagination. He describes that words can't describe. And because words can't describe, it's actually, I shouldn't speak. So he prays to the Lord to forgive him for speaking about his abode inadequately. But just to give something of an idea, and he describes the opulence of Vaikuntha. And when he comes before Lord Narayan, the exchange with Lord Narayan is so amazing. Lord Narayan says, "At last, you have given me your favor. you've been very kind upon me. I was expecting that you would come back many lifetimes ago. You didn't come. And then I thought, maybe this time. And then maybe this time. And maybe this time, but you never came. So I came myself. It was I who came and met you as your spiritual master at Govardhan. It is I who gave you your Madan Gopal mantra. Now you've finally been kind to me. Please stay here and don't go away again. He goes to embrace Gopal Kumar and he feels his flute. And he holds his flute. And tears come from Lord Narayan's eyes. And he begins to tremble. And he gives the flute back quickly, thinking of his life in Vrindavan. And says, where you are come from? Is everyone doing well? And then again, because he came from Vrindavan, he feels the pain of separation of the residents of Vrindavan who are feeling the pain of separation from him. This is the Lord Narayan. And after some time, Narada suggests, I can see that you're not happy here because it's not the same as Madan Gopal. So why don't you come with me? We'll go to Dwarka. And there you'll see Krishna Chandra himself. On the way, we'll go to Ayodhya. And that'll be very nice. But if you're feeling also separation from Madan Gopal, we'll go to Dwarka. And when he goes to Ayodhya, as beautiful as all the residents of Vaikuntha were, they're many times more beautiful and opulent. And Ramachandra in Ayodhya, similarly, beauty that excels with special features by his carrying of his bow and having Sita by his side and so forth. And when he goes to Dwarka, millions of times the opulence of Vaikuntha, of Dwarka, according to Brihadat Bhagavatamrita, millions of times excels the opulence of Vaikuntha, and Vaikuntha is absolute, so how do you do the math for that one? But that's his description. So Dwarka is a very, very special place where the Lord is worshipped in all opulence. And similarly in Puri, Purushottam Kshetra, the place of the Supreme Person. He's worshipped in all opulence. But there's a very special mood that Lord Chaitanya revealed and reveled in. And that is the mood of, just as the person, as their moods of love for Krishna, their moods of Krishna's love. Like that description in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where Lord Narayan was feeling pain at seeing the flute and thinking of the residents of Vrindavan. And that's Narayan, according to Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And what to speak of Krishna in Dwarka, who has associated with the residents of Vrindavan and knows their love for him. The Lord knows the heart of every living being. Certainly he knows the hearts of the residents of Vrindavan, and he's feeling separation from them by their intensity of love. He's bhakta vatsala. He reciprocates with the love of his devotees. One of the classic bhakta vatsala examples is Mother Jasoda. She has so much affection, she can discipline, she can bind to the Supreme Lord, and he likes it. He likes it so much he cries. And he trembles as if afraid of Mother Jasoda, which Kunti Devi can't fathom at all. He who's feared by fear personified is afraid of a little stick in Mother Jasoda's hand. He who kills Kamsa and Chandra and Mushtaka and Aristasura and Trinavarta and so many demons just effortlessly, a little stick in Mother Jasoda's hands, and he's afraid. He cries. Not feigned tears, but he cries. Real tears of fear. It's a wonderful emotion for the Supreme Lord to experience. He likes to experience being controlled by Mother Yashoda and her little stick. So the Lord has his feelings of love also. And his feelings of love were exhibited in relation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the mood of Jagannath Puri is the mood of Krishna being in Kurukshetra, where the residents of Vrindavan also went and the residents of Dwarka also went, and they met. And the temple of Purukshottam Kshetra is that place where the Lord is worshipped in opulence, but he's met by his devotees from Vrindavan. And the devotees from Vrindavan, they recognize that's Krishna, but just as Lord Chaitanya saw, this is not in the mood of Srimati Radharani. You are the same Krishna, and I'm the same Radharani, but this isn't the same. Here there's, in Kurukshetra, you've come with many horses and royal assembly and military personnel, and in Vrindavan we're used to seeing you with the cows and the peacocks and a garland of forest flowers. Here there's bugles and trumpets and pomp and splendor. And in Vrindavan, we're used to seeing you with cowherd boy dress and peacock feather, with your arm around the cows. We long to see you in that mood. Please come. Please come with us to, in Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra, to Gundicha. Prabhupada made the suggestion in New York that the parade was so well attended. He suggested, we tried it one year, but it didn't work out so well, to have the deities stay somewhere by the park, in Washington Square Park at the other end, and 15 days later make a parade coming back to the temple. We tried it didn't work so well. having two Rath Yatras in 2 weeks' time was a little exhausting for the devotees. The city was glad we dropped it too. But that's the mood, bringing Krishna from Purushottam Kshetra or Kurukshetra, where he's worshipped in opulence, and bring him to the very simple place of Vrindavan, Gundicha representing Vrindavan. And that's exactly how they conduct the Rath Yatra. That's the mood. And when Lord Chaitanya was dancing before the cart of Jagannath, he was with love calling Jagannath to come. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes that exchange where when Lord Chaitanya would come before the cart, Lord Jagannath would stop And with unblinking eyes, he would watch the dance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the cart couldn't move when Lord Jagannath wanted to watch the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know how thick the ropes are in front of Jagannath's cart? They're made of coconut fiber, and they're 8 inches thick. Not like the little skinny ones that we use so that people can carry them. Because there's so many people. You know, a rope that's 8 inches thick? But it's a big cart. And they would pull on the cart. Nothing. King Prataparudra got his elephants and tied the elephants to the rope. Had the elephants with the elephant trainers hitting with the elephant goad and pulling the cart, but the cart wouldn't move. So Lord Chaitanya had them all drop the rope, and he stood behind Jagannath's cart and placed his head on the cart, and the cart began to move. The movement of love is Jagannath Rath Yatra. It's a very deep, profound event. Rath Yatra is so nice that even the mayor of the town can appreciate, oh, this is nice. The Hindu folks are getting together and having a big shindig. And they serve food and it's very nice. And the people that pass by and they see the cart and hear the kirtan, it's nice. It's nice for everyone. But the spiritual significance of Rath Yatra is a very, very deep significance. Calling Krishna to come again to Vrindavan. Of course, we're doing this on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our disciplic succession and our founder Acharya. And we're just trying to get all the logistics together, more or less. Have enough prasadam for everybody and worry about umbrellas enough because of the rain and get the permits and all the logistics. But the mood, if even for a brief while you're in the parade tomorrow, and you're thinking not about the rain, but about the mood of Lord Jagannath, who is moved by the desire of his dear devotees, who wish to see him, give his mercy to one and all, but also in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bringing him again to Vrindavan. Chaitanya Charitamrita is our transcendental literature is really wonderful, very profound and very deep. Certainly Chaitanya Charitamrita is, Prabhupada calls it, our postgraduate study. And the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, similarly, it's right there. The residents of Dwarka meeting the residents of Vrindavan and exchanging, meeting for the first time. They're getting to appreciate how what wonderful devotion these devotees have. Devotees that are perfected devotees appreciating the perfected, superlative perfection of the residents of Vrindavan. And the residents of Vrindavan simply wishing Krishna to come back to Vrindavan. This is Lord Jagannath in Puri, and this is Jagannath Rath Yatra. The first time I joined the Hare Krishna temple in Boston, having visited there for seeing about attending graduate school. And the time that I visited the temple, there were Jagannath deities in Boston as well as where I was attending school. And I came on a very special day, I don't want to go too far afield from Ratha Yatra, but it was a day that Brahmananda had just come back from being with Prabhupada for like a month. And by that, at that era, Brahmananda was a big devotee, and not just like, you know, body big. He was a very important member of the Hare Krishna movement. He was the president of the original temple, and Prabhupada was giving him direct association. He was helping Prabhupada make arrangements for the printing of his books. He came back to tell the story of when he had just been with Srila Prabhupada and the printing a contract that they had just successfully signed with Dainapan for printing Krishna book. And it was like, that was major, a major, major event in the era of the Hare Krishna movement. And Brahmananda had this really big body, and the speaker's seat was this little austere little speaker's podium, and his body was three times as big as the podium. He was just leaning forward with his eyes as big as Lord Jagannath's, telling these wonderful stories of Prabhupada. And I hadn't met Prabhupada. I had seen him at the college, but I didn't have any direct exchange with him. But the love that the devotees, the ooh and ah and Prabhupada, and the place was just thick with love. I remember very clearly at the end of the program, I was going back to the place where I was staying, well, looking at graduate schools. And one devotee caught me at the bottom of the stairs and said, about Lord Jagannath, "The day will come when you will ask not what is that on the altar, but who." It was a very nice exchange. Because Lord Jagannath is, Prabhupada gave Lord Jagannath to us to worship because of the very personal nature of his exchange. And anyone who has served Jagannath Rath Yatra will know exactly what I'm talking about when I say that there's something very special about serving Lord Jagannath at Rath Yatra for the Rath Yatra festival. There's some very, very special taste, some special reciprocation, some special mercy. But it doesn't just stop there. It goes to all others. He's very happy to be taken and into the public this once a year festival and give his mercy to everyone. Certainly to the assembled devotees, but to the public also. It's a very, very wonderful celebration. And maybe we'll find some individuals who are attending Rath Yatra just out of curiosity or for whatever the reason for the first time. And we can also try to help them understand not just what, but who is Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the universe, giving his mercy very abundantly. There's a little narration of the form of Lord Jagannath. Many of you have heard, most of you have probably heard many, many times, but it's a very nice description, where King Indradumna, who was a king from the other side of the subcontinent of India, who was a very advanced, many long time ago, long, long time ago, ages ago, where he was so fixed in his devotion to the Supreme Lord, a desire had awakened in him that he wanted to see the Lord. So there's not time to go into all the detail tonight, sometime, but another time. By the Lord's arrangement, That was when Brahman, who had been to Purushottam Kshetra and had seen Nila Madhava, and came all the way toward the king's palace, to his kingdom, just to deliver to him the news, because he knew he was such an elevated devotee, how he could see the Lord face to face. So he described the place, and King Indradumna was so grateful. Long description of events that took place, sending the son of his chief minister to go and find the place first of all, finally finding the place, seeing the deity, being overwhelmed with happiness to see the deity, and then came back to bring King Indradumna. By the time King Indradumna reached a predicted sandstorm came and completely covered everything, and when he finally reached the gate where the temple of Nila Madhava was, the deity was gone. Tamal Krishna Maharaj created a drama. There was a period of time when whatever Tamal Krishna Maharaj did, he had to do it like to a superlative degree, the best. So he became interested in Rupa Goswami's dramas, and he decided he wanted to write a drama, so he wrote a drama. But he prepared and learned, he studied so thoroughly about the science of drama, and wrote the drama Jagannath Priyam Nataka, and had it performed. Srinanda Nandana, were you there in Mayapur when that was performed? I was there. It was amazing. It was a Tamal Krishna Goswami spectacular. It was put on every night for a week. He had musicians from Calcutta come that just to help enhance the mood. And the whole purpose of the drama, he explained at the beginning. I watched it twice and cried both times, like a little baby, because the whole scene of building up to King Indradumna going to see Nila Madhava, and the door opens and Nila Madhava's gone, and the violins are because drama, Vedic drama, all drama is meant to stir emotion, and Vedic drama is meant to stir your emotion in a devotional way to the Supreme Lord. So the mood was the mood of separation, anticipation for meeting that didn't take place, devastation. King Indradumna was devastated. He saw no reason to continue with his life. And Narada convinced him, no, this is part of the Lord's plan. Don't give up now. It's part of the Lord's plan. There's a plan where you will see the Lord. Perform Ashvamedha Yajnas, worship Lord Nrisimhadeva, different things were said for him to do. The Lord will appear. And after so many Ashvamedha Yajnas, finally he explained, the Lord will appear in the ocean in his Daru Brahman form. So, skipping so many wonderful details, Vishvakarma was enlisted to carve the deity form, and the deity form was carved over a number of days with the agreement the king wouldn't interrupt, and all the while with great anticipation, I'm going to be able to see the Lord in his deity form. But towards the end, the sound of the carpenter stopped, and the king couldn't check himself. He entered, and there was what looked like an unfinished deity, Lord Jagannath. So he was devastated. Oh, I've spoiled everything. And Narada said, no, this is the form of the Lord that was meant to be carved. Let me explain. One time when I was visiting in Dwarka, the residents of Dwarka were discussing, what is it that attracts Krishna so much about Vrindavan? He's here in Dwarka with all of us, his family members and relatives, and everyone here is so qualified. They have so much love for him, and he's not content because he's always thinking of Vrindavan. What is it about Vrindavan? And then one suggestion was made, well, there's one resident in Vrindavan here that knows. The mother of Balaram, Rohini. She was there in Vrindavan. Now she's with us here in Dwarka. She knows. She spent the same duration of time that Krishna spent in Vrindavan. Let's ask her to tell us, what is it that's so special about the residents of Vrindavan? So Rohini said, I can tell, but there's a problem. There's always a problem. The problem is, if Krishna knows that I'm speaking about Vrindavan, he'll want to come and he won't be able to continue explaining, so you have to figure some way to keep Krishna out. And Subhadra said, I'm his sister. I'll stand at the door and keep him out. He won't transgress my wish. I'll stand right in the middle of the door. Go ahead, Rohini, explain about the glories of the residents of Vrindavan. So Rohini began, and as she was narrating, it was electrifying. All the residents of Dwarka were so happy to hear of the purest of love of the residents of Vrindavan. But Krishna's omniscient, he also knew. So he and Balaram came rushing at once to the place where Rohini was narrating. But Subhadra was standing right in the middle of the door. So Krishna was on one side and Subhadra was on the other side. And hearing the description, their eyes became very big. And their arms pulled back, not even showing their hands or legs. And Narada saw that form and said, I see. Such a wonderful form. A deity should be made like this at some time so the world can see this wonderful feeling of your feelings of love and separation from the residents of Vrindavan. King Indradumna, this is that form. It's exactly as it intended to be. Then so many other things happened. They went to get Lord Brahma to perform the installation. And while they went to Lord Brahma's abode, he was busy hearing some wonderful performance of dance and drama in relation to Krishna, so they had to wait. And by the time they had to wait, Brahma came out and he just laughed and said, do you realize so many yugas on earth have passed while you're waiting for this audience? But yes, let's go and perform the installation. So part of the installation included the procession of taking Lord Jagannath in a cart to the temple where he would stay. A temple was built by King Indradumna. That was the first of the Rath Yatras. But then the continuation of, according to the instruction of Lord Jagannath to King Indradumna on how he should be worshipped, the details of the Rath Yatra that's performed today along Grand Road was along with all the other details of worship. were described directly by Lord Jagannath to King Indradumna. And very fastidiously, the worshippers of Lord Jagannath performed that worship very carefully, in a very different way than the Pancharatrika system, but in a way that Lord Jagannath likes very much. And Srila Prabhupada also liked very much, and requested his followers, just as I described, to annually perform Jagannath Rath Yatra in a grand way. So you've been doing that here in Detroit for a number of years, despite the rain. We're having another opportunity along with the rain tomorrow. But you can think, in addition to the logistics and your part of whatever it is that you have to do, how Lord Jagannath is giving his mercy. People are hearing the holy name, they're receiving prasadam, they're getting a little information about the Hare Krishna movement, but most of all, Lord Jagannath is giving his mercy. And our founder Acharya is very pleased by that performance of Lord Jagannath's mercy being given to many. And more deeply, Lord Chaitanya's desire, as Radharani and the gopis' desire, to bring Lord Jagannath back to Vrindavan. That's deep. Your thoughts probably won't go there tomorrow. But if you can even briefly contemplate Lord Chaitanya's pleasure in serving Lord Jagannath in that way, it's very, very pleasing and very purifying, just even the thought. And as the mood of and purification in Krishna consciousness becomes greater as we progress in Krishna consciousness, that's a ever-increasing, deeper appreciation. Prabhupada described that in New York during the Rath Yatra festival, publicly, briefly described. So though it's deep, it's still purifying to hear. And I think I'll end with that so that you can all get home and get your duties done for Rath Yatra in a timely manner. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra ki jaya. Gaur Premanandi ki jaya.